Thanks for contacting OMAC Self. My name is Monica. May I please have the first and last name on the account and what you're calling in about, please?
Yes, it's Patricia Smith, S-M-I-T-H.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
1 moment, I'll be right with you.
Okay.
Okay, so the first name is going to be Patricia.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I'm seeing here just locating the account. May I have the mailing address for security purposes, please?
103 Scarborough Lane, Cannonsburg, PA, 15317.
Thank you. And I have located an account in regards to the OMAX 3 product, which is going for joint inflammation and heart health. How may I help you today?
Okay. I don't know if you someone has to help me. I've been getting these deliveries of 6 boxes like every 3 months. And because I have been using it, and I was also having my husband use it. Because of our health, we had to stop using it for a little while. Just each of us have different issues, but the doctor didn't want us taking anything anyway. So we're doing it regularly right now for at least the last month and a half. I mean, no reason to stop. However, I have a buildup of 12 boxes of it now. When I receive the box, the last box, I mark on the box the date it arrives, the cardboard shipping box, so I am sure to use the ones that won't expire first, you know, and then later. Okay, so today I was opening a new carton of sleeves, and I was using it from my March delivery, March 2020. I opened the box and pumped out 2 for me and 2 for my husband, and they are white and cloudy. They're defective. You can't even see through them. So something's wrong with them. They're all stored in the same pantry closet. We have air conditioning. Now, a little bit of heat, not in the closet, but I'm afraid to take these. The bizarre thing is, let's get this. The March boxes that I received of 6, and I can give you the lot number, the expiration date for these to expire is 8/22/2022. They are supposed to be good through 2022, and they're cloudy. Interestingly enough, I took one of them, and this is the first time I thought I better pay attention. I could taste I was like tasting the fish taste, the fish oil. That never happened before. I've been taking these for years. So I have a defective box, but has an expiration that's like, which they should last for 2 years, which is, I think, strange. The other thing is, because I had to slow down the intake of these, I had a box, and what I do is I mark the box so I'm sure to use the freshest ones, you know, the ones appropriate. That box that says 2022 on it came in March. My next delivery was in May. So I marked that box May 2020. I look at inside the box to open one of those, because I was saving that, you know, to take them in the correct order of shipping. And these expired 10/2/2020. They're already expired. And I received them in May, late May. So, first of all, I think that the ones that are, came in March that are supposed to last till 2022 need to be replaced. And you can issue a pickup if you want to have them back, because I have all, well, I have five boxes in that box that, you know, can be returned. So I haven't opened all of them because obviously I don't want to mix them up, first of all. Can you help me with this?
Sure, ma'am. Place you on a brief hold in regards to those products, please.
Pardon me?
Sure, may I place you on a brief hold in regards to those product issues, please?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I'll be right with you. Right with you, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you so much for waiting. So in regards to the products that you received in May that was expired, I will go ahead mm-hmm. and resend out a new shipment for those particular products and
okay.
we do apologize in regards to that issue regarding those products.
Okay.
And the products will be mailed out to your home. They should arrive within 7 to 10 business days.
Okay, now what do I do with these ones? You don't want these back to inspect them?
No.
The ones that I got in March, are you going, you know, because now I'm thinking in May, it must have been late May, early, like June, July, August, I don't have a September, October, November box. So that's really weird because I feel like, I never, you know, I just keep them in the shipping box that comes through the mail. And then I pull them from those cardboard boxes, brown boxes, the postal service boxes. I'm going to be getting another batch, which I really don't need right now because I have, well, first of all, what are you not replacing them both?
No, just replacing the ones that have been expired. In regards to the other products that are, you stating that are cloudy, those particular products can be refrigerated so that you can see the purity in regards to the products. But due to the products being over 30 days, being held at home, then we can't reship out those products.
They're both, okay, well, I'm not going to take them. And then I'm going to cancel my, you can send me my replacement box. But I'm going to cancel my orders. I want to terminate my relationship with you because that makes no sense. They're stored side by side, and I remember being told one of the tests was to put them in, you know, see if they get cloudy when you put them in the refrigerator. And if they do, it means they're not pure. So this box that's supposed to last till 2022, they've got shipped to me in, you know, March, and it should last till, what did I tell you, two and five years from now. That's what you're replacing? Or are you? I don't understand. I mean, I'm concerned that one's expired. I opened one of those boxes, and it's clear.
Okay. So I'll tell you what I would do for you today is go ahead and reship out both products for you, since you're stating that both products are basically the issue. So we'll go ahead and reship out both products for you, and you will receive those products within 7 to 10 business days.
Okay. Do you want to issue a pickup on these?
No, you
so
don't
you
have
can
to worry
have
about
them?
returning those products. You can just go ahead and discard those products.
Okay. Now, look on my order, because you're sending me two boxes that are not used, which is 12 cartons, which is that's equivalent to 3 months of product.
Yes, and
However,
I will go ahead and place a hold on the account as well.
yes, if you will, because what my concern is that I'm going to get, after you replace these, I'm going to get back on track to be spending $150 a month. We're 75 years old. I don't want this, you know, I don't want to have to pay for something I'm not going to use for another 5 months or 6 months. You know, it's fine if it doesn't expire till 2022, but the 2022 box is the one that's defective and the other one's expired. So I don't know why it was the same year and that I got one that was so old would expire, you know, October. I mean, I'm just calling this to your attention. I appreciate that you're going to replace them. When I see that we're getting to the end, I'll renew my thing. But I'm just concerned about, you know, what's happened to the quality of the product.
Okay, well, we do apologize.
I know you apologize, and I appreciate that, but your company needs to know what's going on.
Yes, I did go ahead and notate that the issues that you were having in regards to those products, so that they will know at the warehouse. And once again, you will receive a reshipment for both products, and I did go ahead and place a 6-month hold on your account.
Okay, that would be great. I appreciate that, because I'm concerned, you know, that I'm going to ask. I never looked at the expirations until I had this cloudy problem today.
I understand.
I was opening a new sleeve. Okay, thank you very much. And what is your name, Monica?
Yes, Monica.
You have some, I mean, in case this doesn't happen, is there a reference number or any complaint ID that I need to have recorded?
Sure, I can give you the number whenever you're ready.
Okay.
Okay, the number is going to be 146 4566. Again, that's 146-4566.
Okay, and that's just a reference number to
regarding the reshipment and inspired products, yes.
Yeah, okay, very good. Okay, so you're saying I should just throw these out?
Yes, you can go ahead and discard the product.
I mean, because like I was saying, I still have the boxes. If you wanted them to confirm what I'm saying, I could have sent you photographs or whatever, you know, from my iPhone, but that's fine if you don't want them. Okay. I assume you don't want them.
No, you don't have to worry about sending the actual pictures. I did go ahead and notate here for the company and for the warehouse so that they can look at the products.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. And is there anything else that I can do to assist you today?
No, thank you. Thank you for taking care of this, and hopefully I will check more carefully in the future.
Okay, where you will have a hold on the account until May 18, 2021.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for contacting us here at OMAX Health. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, bye.